Then back to Aberdeen. Was it who took you back to Aberdeen?
Jim McCall. I went on loan for Wolves my last 3 or 4 months at Wolves.
South
I went
End, I
over to
remember
Southend,
it.
And then I think Jimmy Calderwood saw me there, and or Willie Miller, and then they signed us to go to Aberdeen. I was buzzing to get back up the road because I just had a wee boy as well, and I was dying to get back up the road.
Up north?
Up north, aye. Take I felt like being up the road because it was only 2 hours, 2.5 hours, but it was better than the 4.5 for Wolves.
You still keep in contact with anyone at Aberdeen? You and Jimmy Calderwood still going, how old are you?
He used to, he came back one pre-season and he walked, the boys talked about the year before, how he came back, so I was like, aye, well, it can't be that bad. He walked in the changing room, used to have a meeting every morning, walked in the changing room, we're sitting there, I swear, he was like mahogany, and his lips were all blistered for the sun. Boys says he just goes like up the lounger and follows it round as the sun goes all day, till the sun goes down.
He was looking well for me, I thought.
Aye, he was, aye.
He must have done a bit of Aberdeen there.
What?
He had a nice suit, Jimmy Cotton.
He was a great guy, Jimmy.
Was he good at it?
Aye, big Rangers fan.
So your time at Aberdeen, obviously the famous incident where you got second prizes off Big Lafferty.
If you actually look it back, it's me, it's floored him, so it was a good header.
Did you get him?
No, I actually missed him. I tried to get him. Nah, never. I just stood there. It was one of the ones where he came close and he's smelt my breath and just went down, do you know what I mean?
Were you embarrassed for him, eh?
I was more gutted. It's one of the games, the big games for Aberdeen, when you go away Ibrox and that, and the 20 minutes in, I'm off, do you know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's probably going to get rescinded, but your game, the game's gone, do you know what I mean?
The boys are done, eh?
Aye.
What did Big Jimmy, what did he say?
He was fuming. When I was walking off the park, I remember how fuming he was, and that he's a massive Rangers fan, doesn't make any secret about that. So you're thinking, he's only raging because he thinks I've hindered a Rangers player. He's not a day with me getting sent off. But I don't know if that was the case, but I got that impression. But Ali McCoy used to actually phoned us after the game and the bus up. I think it was a good gesture to say, listen, we're sorry about that and all that. So that was a good gesture.
Did Lafferty speak to you now?
No, I think I saw him. I think I saw him in Glasgow one day, and he mentioned it. But it was just a laugh. Just one of the things of it, but it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. You know what I mean, you're not going to hold grudges.
No, against somebody, no. So when you were at Aberdeen, see, when you played Celtic, did you always think, right, this is my chance to impress, maybe get back there, or was that not even?
No,
in your thoughts?
I think in everybody's mind that plays up in Scotland, whenever they play the Old Firm, it's like a cup final. You know, if I can impress here, and if it's no one of them that like me, then it's maybe somewhere else down south, do you know what I mean? Or Enton, you know that's your big games that everybody's watching and you're probably judged on. So, and to be honest, they're games where there's no pressure on you. Mm-hmm. You go there and you think, you've done it yourself. It's like, if we get battered, everybody's expecting. But if we get something or I did well, it's like, oh, he done well. Or even if it's a simple, a free kick that he put in and he scores, oh, it was good. You always get a lot of credit for playing. So somewhere in the back of my mind, it was probably saying, well, you never know.
It could happen.
I don't know if I actually believed it 100% that it was a possibility, but...
You still had the Celtic pyjamas and that, didn't you?
I still had the calendar and all.
Were you still a fan though? Would you go to, like, have you never had a game, would you go to Celtic games and stuff like that?
No, I was a big Celtic fan and grew up a Celtic fan, but I didn't really go to games because, you know, it's like you've got your game on a Saturday, then probably your day's off a Sunday, so you're not going to spend it with the family or whatever, so...
Right, okay, mate. And then back to Celtic, mate.
Aye.
Lenny.
I remember
well, I was obviously a jobbie at Celtic, but I was like the 24th man at this travel to the squad, but you always spoke about when playing against you, defending your deliveries, do you know what I mean? So
he phoned me when I was there, he just kind of took over temper and he said, don't do anything. So I was buzzing, obviously, I think, chance to back down to Glasgow, play for Celtic, huge chance, and then I never heard anything again. And I was about to sign for Sheffield United, and I was like... They'd just finished 8th in the Championship the year before and I thought, that's a good chance. But my heart always was wanting to go to Celtic, so then I got then I just phoned them up. Says basically, what's
you phoned
happened.
Lenny up?
I phoned
Did
him
you,
and he says, what's going on?
By the horn.
Aye, and he says, don't do nothing. So then within days it had all happened. So I was delighted, my family were buzzing, Celtic fans, and it was good.
Do you think the time away set you up better to go and play for the first team?
Aye, definitely. Definitely.
Just what playing first team games and
just grew up. I think
because even Aberdeen is quite a big club as well, isn't it? So you're expected to win most games at Aberdeen.
It is. And everybody in Aberdeen supports Aberdeen, so there is more pressure on you at Aberdeen than people
Some
probably think.
Peterhead, mate. No, but I know what you mean.
There's a lot of pressure on you, and then being at Wolves, wanting under Mick McCarthy, as I said, and Gordon Stratton, it's big characters, it's a lot of character building and a lot, you grow up a lot. And just with age you grow up, don't you? Just playing and gaining experiences. So I felt that, and then the first 6 months at Celtic, I felt, you realise what a massive, even though you were there before, you're now a first team player that's been signed, and you're thrown right into Champions League qualifiers, and you're like, right here, do you know what I mean? There's no getting away from it.
Because if you're a young boy, people give you time, don't they? But if you're a signing mate and you've been playing already, you're judged straight away, aren't you?
Aye, and then as a young boy coming through, I never played any first team games really. I played testimonials and that, but it was never, there was never that pressure. You're always kind of, I'm a Celtic player, but I'm no right in the front of the line. I can hide away here. Whereas when you're right inside, it was like, right, here we go. And I learned a lot from that and on. I felt as if that was massive for us.
Do you think Lenny's quite similar, as you say, McCarthy, and expects a lot of you, didn't he? Do you think that sort of manager's good for you?
He was brilliant for us, really good for us, because he'd signed us and that, and he believed in us. You know what it's like, you've got a manager that believes in you and all that stuff. And wants you to do well, then it's good. And it's hard as well.
People see Lenny and think he's just a ranter and raver, but did he have the times that he put an arm in your
shoulder? That's what I think he's brilliant at. Probably the best manager I've had for motivation, and being able to feel, make you feel like top of the world, but also
he'd flow you in a minute.
Through, And I think that was great for that squad at the time. The boys that we had with a lot of young players coming through, a lot of players that he'd brought for the Championship and got to play in the Champions League, and there's a lot of young players that listened to him and hung on to his every word, and I think that's why it worked.
Because that pre-season it was left back you played all the time. In pre-season, did you think you were going there to play left back?
Aye, that's because that's what I'd mainly played. When I was younger I played centre back and midfield and that. At first team level I'd
lazy
always really...
Lazy winger at times as well, mate.
That's right, first team level, I'd always ever played left back, so that's how it worked out. And then when I first actually got in the team, I played left back, and then I kind of in and out the team. And then I went to see him. We played Rangers. We had a midweek game, I think Motherwell at Celtic Park. And I went to see him, and I says, "Listen, I thought I could have come on and like basically affected that game by keeping the ball." And played Rangers on January 2nd at Ibrox, and they named the team like an hour before the game, and I was in it. I was starting left midfield. And we won the game 2-0, and I think that was probably a big turning point for my time there.
Time and a half. Because I've got here that you started centre half as well, and you got man the match.
That was another one, aye. That was after that. Was that after that? It was after that, when we were up with new centre halves. And he says, "Can you play centre half?" Put his own one time. I played, and then I started the next game.
There was a lot of this, mate. Old Diag and then the... Wasn't there? I remember it, mate.
That's standard, isn't it?
That's standard. Definitely, mate. That's what I remember.
Learned that for you.
It was, wasn't it? I was one of the good looking ones.
You were that one.
The wee ones at the side.